it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy. Let me fill you in on what's been happening.
Okay.
So you and your team sailed down the Nile. You may remember that. It was a very peaceful, pleasant voyage. There was some sanity restored.
I did.
You arrived at Cana. Immediately upon arriving in Cana, there was some misadventures with a few taxi drivers. But you eventually got that sorted out and decided to head straight to the ruins, the Temple of Hathor complex. If you're looking at the notes, the map of which is on page 31, I believe. And the team had a very pleasant afternoon, morning, wandering around the complex with all the other tourists, looking at all the various bits and bobs and engravings and paintings and so forth, and ended up in what on the map is labeled the Sacred Lake Filled with Trees, which is actually an old, everything's old, obviously. Pool lined with stone, lined with cut stone. There's no water in it anymore, but since there was water in here at one time, there's a number of palm trees growing in the bottom. And so you guys decided to camp out down there for a little while, spread out a very nice picnic lunch, and had some lunch. At which point, who was it that did it first? Oh, Farnsworth.
Sounds like a very
I thought we were in the sanctuary when that happened.
Are you? Oh, yes, you're right. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we are. Right in the middle of it.
Yep, you went back into the main building.
Because we're smart.
Because there's a Zodiac disc there that you thought was important. Mm-hmm. So Farnsworth took out the red liquid that the guy in Egypt
had given him. Well, he was just yapping, called Skelvig.
Yeah.
She just really was getting boring.
Yeah.
So Farnsworth took a swig from the jug and passed it to Peebs. And then Peebs took a swig from the jug. And then a moment later, Farnsworth passed out.
I was passing the jar back.
And then Peebs passed out.
Didn't make it.
And dropped the jar, smashing it onto the floor. So all the rest of the red liquid started to run away into the cracks in the stones and so forth. But Skelvig was able to salvage a small piece of jar that had just enough of the red liquid in it for her to drink. So she did. And then she collapsed on the floor. leaving you and your tour guide kind of... No, I'm sorry. Just before Skelvig did that, She told this tour guide to go run and find a doctor. And then she took her own drink and passed out. Leaving you standing there by yourself, the tour guide having run off looking for a doctor. And the rest of your companions passed out at your feet.
You're all right. Welcome. That's, an interesting situation, I would say. Now, please remind me, this red liquid they were drinking, because it's been a while.
It's the one we got from the gardener.
Yeah, the one that he told us we needed to drink at this place, right?
It was implied. We're not sure if it really mattered where we were when we drank it, but we took it to believe that.
Yeah.
And that it would take us into the underworld or some such.
Right. And now there's no more liquid for me to drink.
That is correct.
All right. So what I'm going to do is, like, chuck my head and try to arrange the bodies, you know, one next to each other. And, you know, make sure that they're breathing and, you know, start kind of... I will start to monitor their heartbeats and the respiration and so forth. All try right. to make sure that they're comfortable
okay.
in the cave.
As you do, a young, like 20-something, man and woman, led by a Egyptian tour guide, walk in to the part of the building that you're in. Mon Dieu, what is going on here?
They were fine just a minute ago. I think it's because of the heat. I'll just let them rest here for a while. Till they, you know, they come back.
You should get the doctor.
Whatever they went to.
And the Frenchman.
There's a doctor already on the way. Don't worry. I have things under control.
The Frenchman turns to their tour guide. Well, go help get the doctor here faster. Yes, sir. And then they
No, wait.
He runs off.
You don't have to go. The doctor's already. Can I make a psychology roll on this couple? Just arrived.
Go right ahead.
As he pulls his gun out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't go. Yeah. Get the doctor. I'll shoot.
All right. Let me
meddle some kids.
Would have gotten away with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is a pass.
Perfectly innocent pair of tourists.
Okay.
Somewhat struck by the fact that there's a strange Englishman here. A strange American, even worse. here in the Temple of Hathor with the body of an attractive woman and... two rather young, stout-looking men, unconscious on the floor.
Okay. I will, you know, try to pretend that I'm trying to wake Nat. Hey, come back, Professor. Yeah. Come back. Wake up.
As you do that, Dr. Skelvig's eyes pop open, and she sits up really suddenly. What?
Are you right, Doctor? We lost you there for a minute because of the heat. And I look at the two French tourists behind us. We were worried about you and the others.
Just a moment. Let me make a roll here.
Wink.
Heat? What? No, it was the liquid. It was...
What liquid? Oh, you were drinking. I didn't notice you were drinking, Doctor. Are you all right?
I have to tell you what happened. There was...
Okay. Don't get too excited. I will turn to the other two.
Yes, you were having a bad dream, probably. All right, Doctor. Calm down. I'll try to reassure her and, you know, and make sure, you know, that with my facial expressions, she understands she needs to be quiet for now.
Yeah.
Because we're in presence of strangers.
Yeah, she you know. After a few moments, she kind of you know, catches on to what you're trying to do. She does seem shaken.
Okay.
You know, she has clearly seen or experienced something unpleasant.
Okay.
Possibly more than something.
I'll give her a sip of, you know, water. And, seems everything seems to be all right now. Thank you for your cooperation. I'll wait for the others to get better too. Nothing to worry about here.
Give me a persuade roll.
That's a 94.
The Frenchman goes up and starts kind of poking and prodding on Farnsworth and Peebs.
Oh, just don't do that. Let's wait for the doctor. Please don't do that. I'll kind of stay in his way so he doesn't kind of interrupt their sleep.
I don't know what your friends have been drinking, but they are out like a light.
A moment later, your tour guide comes busting in, panting and huffing. The doctor's right behind me. He's coming. He'll be... And he looks... one of you is awake.
We're better now. No, she's back. It was just, as I said, because of the heat. Don't you worry about anything. Like, who's the tourist guide? The one that was with us or the one that was with the French couple?
Yep, your tour guide.
Okay, just don't you worry. Just go and tell the doctor that we're all right now, right? Doctor Selvig, you are fine now.
Yes, yes. She kind of looks down at Farnsworth and Peebs and kind of looks over at you, and leans over to whisper in your ear. I think we need to get them someplace safe. I don't know how long they'll be out. It was. And she kind of shudders. It was horrible.
Okay. Help me out here, you tour guy. I'm going to take them to, you know, a place where we don't get in the way of other people. We don't want to ruin their day.
No. We should wait for doctor.
No, doctor knows better here. So we're just help me. And I'll try to get the R2 and, you know, moving away from the standard route and taking them to a quieter place, I guess.
You can make a persuade roll to get the tour guide to help you do that.
Okay. An 88. It's a failure.
Just a moment. Nope, Dr. Skelvig's not any better.
Okay. Listen, just help me moving here and we'll take care until the doctor comes, okay? Just help me to getting out of the way. And I will ask Dr. Selvig, do we need to wake them up or do we leave them there? What do you think? You were just out for what? Less than 5 minutes, Jim?
She wasn't even out for that long. It was,
a
minute, maybe less.
You were out for just 1 minute, Doctor, and it seems like you experienced a lot. I don't know if maybe we should bring him back now.
Do you think we can?
Well, I woke you up very easily, I guess. We can do this, try to do the same. Were you able to see them there, down there?
Yes, we were all together, until there were walls and She kind of shudders, and some creatures, and then Peeves. She really shuddered. Oh my God, Peeves! He was.
Okay, let's wake him up. Hey, Peeves. Come back, boy.
There's no response.
Wake up.
Now his face is all red.
Exactly.
is he still breathing and all, or?
Yep. Yeah, they both are. Okay. Both Peeves and Farnsworth are breathing.
I'll make sure that they are fine, I guess, from our side. I guess that's the best we can do at this point. And make sure the doctor doesn't give him anything. Or maybe, you know, if he has some sort of alcohol with him to when he comes to wake the nap, maybe we can try Peeves first.
Okay. Make a listen roll.
That is... What is the base? 15? Got a 21.
25 is base.
Okay, so it's a pass.
You can hear out just so right. You're in the center of this, you know, temple area, right? Kind of down the corridor and outside. You can hear someone arguing One of the voices is apparently Egyptian, trying to speak English, and one of the voices is very clearly German.
Uh oh. Were we driving on the way here, Jim?
You took a taxi.
It was the same taxi driver / guide, the one that is here with me right now?
Nope. Taxi driver and tour guide are two different people. Supposedly the taxi driver is waiting with you, is waiting with all your luggage.
Bullshit!
In the parking lot, because, you know, you guys were like in a hurry or something, I guess, and so came straight here. He tried to take you to a hotel, but you weren't really interested.
Dr. Skelvick, I blame it on Dr. Skelvick's womanly wiles.
Yep.
Okay, I will just tell the guy, help me to get him back into the taxi. I think we should better go to a hotel. Come here. And I pull out, here, for the extra effort, I pull out a dollar's bill, maybe $2 for him. Extra tip for all the trouble.
That will certainly convince him. He will get, you know, he'll get Farnsworth up, you know, and kind of drag him along and allowing you to take Peeves.
Okay.
And the other tourists are just kind of watching you flabbergasted.
Okay. Sorry for the trouble. Bye.
The English, they just cannot stand the heat.
I know, right? Poor guys. We'll take them outside of the temple. Towards the taxi, if he's still there waiting for us.
As you come out of the temple, you can see the gentlemen who were having the argument. One is clearly an older Egyptian fellow, rather nicely dressed. With a kind of, you know, beard and kind of dark skin and, you know, very respectable looking Egyptian fellow holding a large black bag. And the other man is someone you recognize. As he turns to you, it's in chance we meet again. How remarkable. I see your friends are not looking too well. And Dr. Skelvig... Such a pleasure to see you again, my dear.
This is the guy that tried to kidnap her?
It is Mr. Fuchs, yes.
I'll just, keep walking. And I will move my jacket to the side so he can see that I still have my gun with me. And wink. Good to see you.
I have a car just here. May I be of some assistance, Doctor?
No, thank you.
She kind of snaps at him. Stay away from me. the Egyptians, of course, are just completely bemused. But he just turns and watches you go away as you get to the taxi.
Okay. I try to make a mental note of the guy that is with him. The Egyptian guy.
The doctor?
He's a doctor. Yes. Okay. In fact, your tour guide, as you're walking away, this is the doctor. Do you not want the doctor? Should I can ask him to come with us?
Just the doctor. We don't like that other man that is with him, so. He's just the doctor. Ask the doctor to come by, please.
And he says something in Egyptian, and the doctor says something back, and the make a spot hidden roll.
That's a pass.
The doctor, as he turns to start to walk towards you, he looks towards Mr. Fuchs, and they're not friends. You know, it's not like, you know, he looks to Mr. Fuchs and Mr. Fuchs gives him the big old evil grin and, you know, wink and a nod. But there is a look that passes between them.
Okay.
Maybe just the barest hint of a nod from Mr. Fuchs. But the doctor does not look happy. But then he bustles over to help the two of you. But let me help them.
No, I just need. Do you have any alcohol with you? Try to wake the nap.
Yes, of course. Smelling salts here. Lay them down.
I will treat them. I will treat them. I have medical expertise as well. Thank you for bringing the kid with you. And I will not let him do anything to them. But if he gives me some alcohol, maybe I can use it. With a mode of cuddle and try to wake the nap.
You can make a fast talk roll. That nonsense about medical training.
Yeah. I try to look very confident at least. No, that's a failure. But, I don't have that much gray rating. So.
Perhaps the doctor here is
also a medical doctor, and I wink at Dr. Delvik.
Yes, I am. I just need some smelling salts. That's all.
And nope, he's not buying it. Come,
I don't know what the problem is. Let's get them out of the sun. Do you have a car?
Oh, man. No. Listen, doctor, we'll take it from here. Thank you for your time. And how much do I owe you for coming here to attend them?
And as he thinks about that, let's cut back to Farnsworth and Peebs. Those two.
Mm-hmm.
The two gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, you may recall there was a room, and there were some scales, and then you sat on the scales, and everyone did, and there was a door that opened, and Farnsworth, you somehow convinced Peebs to come with you.
He said the best statue ever was over there.
Yep. As you walk through the door, Dr. Skelvig disappears.
Oh.
What? Where'd the doc go?
I don't know. I don't know.
Skelvig! Doctor!
Also dreamlike. It's crazy.
it doesn't.
Maybe she woke
doesn't
up.
Seem like she's around. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope so. With the crazy stuff going on in this place.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
Wait, so, okay, so we went through the doors. What do we see?
What's in the door, yeah.
So, after as you pass through the door, you find that you are back outside in the, you know, kind of flat desert plain.
Mm-hmm.
With the road, with the pathway that you were following earlier.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Only this time, you may make a sand roll.
Hooray.
Sure. Wow, that's a 98.
I was bad and need to find my dice.
You are still insane. You might not need to make a sand roll.
That's true. Peebs does not.
Ha ha! Ah! But I might join you in just a sec.
Farnsworth, however, can lose all of it, so that's four.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 12. That might just put me over my 20% on the hour. I don't remember exactly where I was when we came down into here, but it seems unlikely. I don't know, it's possible. Possible.
Well, time down here is a little weird,
a little
wobbly.
Wonky.
As you've seen.
Yeah.
As you've seen, so.
Mm-hmm.
So the road is lined with wooden posts, and the top of each wooden post is carved into the large head of a jackal, right? Kind of that classic Egyptian jackal look, right? Lashed to each post are bodies, and the bodies are in really bad shape. They're gashed, they're torn, bones are broken and sticking out, blood is dripping. You know, patches of skin are torn away. Eyes are missing. But they're all looking at you. And as you walk along the road, you know, the heads of these bodies are turning to follow you.
I'm glad the doctor wasn't here for this.
And you look at one, and it's the body of, you know, the one of the Germans that you tangled with back in Rome. And you know, you look at another one, and it's the body of, you know, Mr. Fuchs, who you went on a merry chase with. And you look at another one, and it's, you know, the body of your, you know, the rival for your high school sweetheart. And you look at another one, and it's, you know, the body of you know, someone who used to try to bully you back as a, you know, back in when you were school age.
Peebs, is that our drill sergeant?
Yep, he's up there.
It is.
Do we see the same people as the same people? So there's lots of people that Farnsworth doesn't recognize, and lots of people that Peebs doesn't recognize.
And a couple people like that that both of you recognize, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Wow. And I feel like we're just sort of moving along that pathway, but
briskly,
not intentionally
briskly.
Walking, but just sort of moving. Wow.
So what, this is the Jackal Road, hey?
What are all these people? They can't all be dead. I hope they're not all dead. I guess we wouldn't know. Huh.
Can we see anything off in the distance, or is it just horizon to horizon?
Are you muted there, Jim?
Yes, I was. And so, you know, as you just start walking behind you, you can see this stone building that you just came out of. And then this road just extends off into the horizon. And then a couple minutes later, you know, you look behind you and it's just bodies off to the horizon and off to the horizon in front of you. And then a couple minutes later, the road comes to an end. At the shore.
And the bodies are just along the road, right? They're not
that is
off
correct.
The road very far. Okay, yep.
That is correct. They're just lining the path.
Yep, okay.
And then suddenly the road comes to an end. And it leads directly into a rather large-ish lake. And the water, you can just barely... The water is almost black. And it's very, very smooth, and you can just see it barely lapping up on the shore.
Hmm. I think this is our place. I think we're supposed to bring the water, the sun... I will start taking off. I don't know what I'm wearing, but I will throw off my jacket and run into the lake.
Well, there is an island in the lake.
Yeah.
And
is there a boat around?
On the island is a temple that looks rather like the Temple of Hathor.
Yay.
Mm. And as you look, there is a small wooden jetty with a small boat with some oars.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that instead.
Slight retcon.
There are two seats
running
in the
towards the lake.
There are two seats in the boat and two oars.
Oh,
perfect.
Excellent.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get away from these bodies. They're creeping me out.
Exactly.
They're not statues. I don't like it. So into the boat and across the black lake.
Start paddling away.
Do either of you have any sort of paddling skill?
Boat canoe at 45.
That'd be the one. Something like that.
No.
I got an 03. Boom.
Nice.
So Farnsworth is you know, kind of fumbling with the oar, but fortunately, you know, Peebs is paddling very strongly. You realize, however, Peebs, that, you know, clearly the way that Farnsworth is, you know, kind of fumbling with his oar, that you should be, you know, doing zigzags, or if not going in complete circles, but you're not. As you paddle, the boat is just smooth and straight as an arrow directly to the island.
I'm doing pretty good there, huh?
Yeah, you did great.
Fun.
Farnsy.
Never done this before.
Yeah. Yeah, we should go when we get out of this place.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we make it there?
Splash, splash, splash. Hey, I think we can land there, that jetty on the island.
And as you approach, there indeed is a jetty, and your boat glides right up to it and comes to a halt right alongside the jetty.
After you, Farnsy.
Oh, thanks. And I will hop out and hold the boat for Peebs.
Hop on out and probably shoulder our bows again.
Yeah.
And
headed to the temple?
Yeah.
Go into the temple. Oh.
So the temple is surrounded by groves of willow trees. It's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. It's actually very lovely. As you hop out of the boat, you know, you step onto the jetty and step off the jetty onto the island. As you do that, the entire surface of the lake bursts into fire.
Eek.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I
don't like it, Farnsworth.
Let's
get inside
at all.
What is going on?
It is hell.
What?
Inside. Let's get inside. Get inside.
Yeah.
And as you kind of jog towards the temple through this grove of willow trees, you can hear some clinking. Every so often, mm-hmm. you kind of, you know, your toe hits, or you kind of stumble upon. There appear to be just kind of lengths of chain randomly scattered around along the ground.
All right, we've landed in a Hellraiser movie.
Okay. I was running along the chains. I feel like I want to grab one of them as we're going.
If you want to, you certainly can.
Are they links or lengths of chain?
They are lengths of chain.
Yeah, this seems like a bad trap or something. So from our training days. So I'm gonna stop. Hold on, Peeps. What do you think all these? And I'll start sort of pulling one up from the sand.
Sorry, I cut out there for a sec.
Oh, okay. There's a bunch of lengths of chain lying around, and I'm trying to pick one of them up. I've stopped us.
Yep.
And okay.
You do so. It's, you know, it's not long. It's, you know, maybe 2 meters long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's chain, and you're holding it.
Come on, Farnsey, let's go.
All right, Peeps. All right, and so as we're jogging, I will examine the chain and see if it seems modern. I mean, obviously, it's not 2,000 years old, but maybe it is. But if it seems like sort of normal chain, like we would have had back home, or if it's how heavy is it? How like beefy?
It's about as heavy as you would expect it to be. It's fairly heavy. It is.
Sorry, I mean. Diameter. Yeah.
It's thicker than you would expect. It looks like okay. It looks very stout. It's clearly metal. The metal is very dark, even black. But it's a very thick, stout chain.
Okay.
Would you both make listen rolls?
Oh, two.
Well, let's just see here. 62. That's
I hear something.
Not as good as an O2.
I hear something, Peeps.
Mr. Farnsworth, would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Oh, God, I smell a sand roll.
Sorry, that's a pass?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Farnsworth, you hear a noise. You're not certain what it is, but the best description that you could come up with is it sounds like there's a train coming towards you. And as you look down at the ground, you can actually see that the ground is shaking very slightly, starts to shake very slightly.
This is an earthquake. I don't know. The ground, can you see the ground shaking? Peeps, do you hear it?
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
As he says that, you can both make a sand roll. Actually, only Farnsworth can make a sand roll.
I was about to say, I knew I smelled a sand roll coming up.
0-1. I'm feeling sane for a moment.
That will only be 1 point then.
Oh.
And Peebs, can you make me a hard dex roll?
Oh, God. Nope. That's an 83.
Okay. Peebs, you suddenly find yourself flung to the ground. Mr. Farnsworth, you know, you kind of saw the shaking start to happen, and so you're able to keep your feet. As the ground in front of you erupts in a big cascade of dirt and sand, and a huge, grotesque, worm-like creature bursts out of the ground.
I will try to grab Ferret and pull him back away, or pull him up, I guess. Pull him away and back.
Peebs
is what I mean.
And the front of this, you know, kind of where the head of the worm should be, is this huge, distended, human-like head. And all along the creature's bodies is kind of got this segmented body. It's sticking out of the segments are kind of normal-sized human-looking heads.
Ugh. Horrible.
And it just rears it's out a of human. The
it's a human centipede.
And it just rears out of the ground and kind of looks at you.
So it looks very different from the snake because it's a worm. So yeah, peeps, get up, let's go. And I will grab his hand and try to pull him up and away.
All right, let's go.
Okay, where are you going?
Well, is it between us and the temple?
It most certainly is.
And is there a path that we've been following to the temple, or are we just sort of...
Not as such.
Okay, then I think probably just perpendicular to what we had been doing, and then
get around
see if
it.
We can run around it.
As you do that, you realize two things. First, the worm is faster than you are.
Okay.
And it is moving parallel to your track, so it's keeping itself between you and the temple.
Is it, maybe we gotta talk to it like those other things.
Maybe I'll start back up a couple feet and say, hello? We want to save the sun.
As you say that, it roars-ish and lunges at you.
No!
I might try to get out of the way of that.
And the main... So it kind of comes at you a little bit sideways.
Mm-hmm. Is this you, plural you, or...
You, Farnfarrett.
Yeah. Okay.
And so one of the smaller heads sticking out from its side kind of takes a chomp at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may take 5 points of damage.
I don't get a dodge?
Okay, you can make a dodge roll, maybe.
24 is a pass, is a hard success.
You figure that that would have hurt a lot had it gotten its hold, a hold of you.
Okay. So yeah, I'll jump off to the side as it dodges things at me.
Oh, man.
And I guess pull a knife and run towards the water, which is on fire.
Exactly.
So they're soldiers.
That's
We're
true.
We're soldiers. We fight.
As you say
Help
that,
thieves.
Can you both make an idea roll?
Because I think that one actually is successful.
Mine was a success.
Idea is edu times, is that the same as no?
No, idea is
no. No, idea, there it is. Yep, that is a success. By a quarter.
The words of the gardener come back to you.
Awesome. Crickets, keep your metal sharp. Don't be misled to think that willow is only for... Oh, we're in the willow trees.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
Run to a willow tree?
Run to a willow tree, I guess.
And pull out my bow?
So we're not in the willow trees at the moment? You might be muted again.
No, you are. You know, it's not like it's a particularly dense forest.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I will run to a willow tree. Maybe I'll find a willow branch and try to stab this thing with it. That seems weird. It wasn't a great idea, apparently, that I have, getting the words of the gardener back. So we have a knife, and we have willows. Willow climb, and we could climb the tree. That would be good. But this thing looks like it could climb trees, probably, no?
Well, it's probably taller than the trees, is what Jim made it sound like.
If you climb up in the trees, at least as high as you could climb in a willow tree, yeah, it could probably it could probably rear up and get you.
Mm-hmm. Hooray!
Are there loose? Is there like willow sticks lying on the ground, or is it a well-kept forest of willow trees?
It is a fairly. It is a fairly well-kempt.
Okay. Well, I'll run to a willow tree anyway. Come on, Peeves.
Yeah. Let's go.
Willow is not just for cricket. I don't know what it means for cricket bats, but...
Me neither.
Maybe it's allergic to willow tree dust.
If you give me a moment, I will give you the actual quote that may...
Oh, okay.
That may or may not be of some use.
Okay, cool.
To you.
Well, I think I have it.
I thought we had it. Maybe not.
Keep your metal sharp. Don't be misled to think that willow is only for cricket bats.
No, that is not the correct
one. Oh, good.
Keep your metal sharp, and do not be chained by thinking that willow is only of use for making cricket bats.
Do not be chained.
Oh,
chain. I did grab a chain. Do not be chained. So that was probably something we should have thought of earlier, and not do not be chained into thinking that willow is only for cricket bats.
Correct.
Chained into.
As you guys kind of start to move away from the temple, kind of into the willow trees, it doesn't follow you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, you very quickly get the idea that there's kind of a there's a line there somewhere that it's not going to let you pass.
Okay.
So as long as you're kind of far enough away from the temple, it's happy to just kind of ignore you and growl at you and look scary.
What do we want to cover ourselves in willow tree branches and
chains?
Chains, yeah. Shamble our way in there.
You think we can make a ghillie suit out of willow branches?
Maybe.
And we can be the forest of Dunsinane and go to the temple.
Yeah.
I feel like you and me, Peeps, we're not great thinkers, but we got to do some great thinking right now.
Well, I mean. What the hell do you think we're going to do, Darnsy? I mean, this thing's a huge worm.
And with that, we'll cut back to Agent Chance. You can see the bodies of Peebs and Farnsworth kind of start to shudder a little bit.
Okay.
And the doctor
is... The doctor is still with us?
Oh, yeah. What's... Perhaps we should take them to the hospital. Come.
No.
There's a very good hospital in Kena. It will be okay. We have lots of Westerners here.
Try to wake Nap, please.
I do not think this is for the best, but
he pulls out a little packet and reaches in it and pulls out like one of those little ammonia capsules.
Okay.
And breaks it open under Peebs' nose, and there's no response. I mean, from where you are, Agent Chance, you can smell the sharp sting of ammonia.
Okay.
But Peebs doesn't even respond.
Nose of steel.
These men are, whatever has happened to these men are in need of medical attention. We must take them to the hospital.
I look at the doctor. What do you think, doctor? Shall we go to the hospital?
She nods innocent. She'll do whatever you want.
Very helpful, this NPC. Okay. That's fine. Listen, I'm willing to take him to a hospital as long as we are allowed to stay by their sides all the time.
Of course, yes. No problem. Come, we must hurry.
Just tell the driver what hospital do you want us to take them to.
As you reach the taxi, the driver looks rather put out.
I take you back to the hotel now, you said. My cousin's hotel, very nice, you like it. Now you want to go to the hospital?
We're going to the hospital.
And the doctor, the Egyptian doctor, not your doctor, not Dr. Skelvig, has a very quick, sharp conversation in Egyptian with the driver, at which point the driver helps you throw Peebs and Farmsworth in the car and you all bundle in and he takes off at pretty high speed.
Perfect. I love that my meat body is in just as much danger as my spirit body.
So there's all these chains on the floor, on the ground.
And Agent Chance, Chance, as you drive off, you can see that Mr. Fuchs has, you know, kind of walked after you and saw this whole kerfuffle, saw you guys get in the car, and is now watching you drive off.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as we're outside of their sight and getting closer to the city, I will ask the driver to stop and pull out a $20 bill. Here is fine.
But this
we're getting off.
This is nothing. There's nothing here. Why would you get out in the desert?
Now that we're still in the desert?
Yep.
No. Take us to the city, to where the hospital is.
Yes, of course.
Don't do otherwise.
No.
I give him a look, I will try to intimidate him, pretty much.
Okay. Well, he was already headed to the hospital, so he's more than happy to keep driving there. We'll cut back to Farnsworth and Peebs.
So all these chains... there's still chains all over the ground?
There are.
I wonder...
Do we drape ourselves in chains?
Do we follow the chain? I wonder if there's a chain that's like a path that we can follow.
Oh, good idea, Farnsy.
So I will grab...
Can we check the chains like around one of the willow trees? If there's some around the base of it?
Sure.
Because maybe that the willow ties into that. I don't know.
As far as you can tell, the chains are just kind of lying randomly around in the dirt.
Okay. What do we do? And willow trees are the saggy weepy ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Weeping willow trees. So we could. But what the heck is it? Chains? Why are we having chains here? Do not be chained into things. Do not be chained.
Right.
So we want to use the willow. Maybe.
So everywhere we walk, Jim, are we walking on chains?
Well, I mean, there's not so much that you're like stepping on them with every step, but you know, every. Okay. You know, 5 to 10 steps, your toe is hitting one. There's a number of them, but it's not like they're carpeting the ground.
Okay. So we could try hiding behind. So it stays growling at us, right? It's sort of making eye contact with all of its ugly heads.
Correct.
I'm also tempted to shoot it with my bow, but that seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah, see, let's not piss it off just yet.
All right, so let me climb into a willow tree and see if anything changes or if I find anything in the willow tree that somebody has hidden there for me that would be super useful. Something like a boat that just appears in a dream.
No.
And does the thing pay any less attention to me if I'm in a willow tree?
Nope.
Okay. Because I kind of want to make a willow spear, but willow doesn't seem like very good spear wood.
I mean, we don't really have an axe or anything. I was going to cut one of the willow trees down. A knife, but I'm not going to try and cut down a tree with a willow.
No.
A willow tree with a knife.
But, we could just cut branches.
Yeah, we could cut some off and see.
I don't know, but we could whip it. You could whip with a willow. Doesn't seem very useful. Chains.
Yeah.
Why are there all these chains lying around? This is a weird way to carpet a forest. It's chains.
Yeah. Very strange.
I don't know, peeps.
I don't know either.
But I feel like we have to get to the temple.
Me too. Put a bunch of lengths of the chain together, maybe? Use it against this creature?
We could hold a chain and run at it, but then we'd just get killed.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do not be chained into thinking that willow.
It's only for cricket bats.
We can't just sit here forever. I mean, maybe we can. Not. And the water's still on fire?
It is.
Keep your metal sharp.
Agent Chance, back in the real world, you can start to hear Phoebes. Peeps.
We're one now.
might as well be. Peeves and Farnsworth mumbling, and you can catch the catch them saying willow and chains and metal.
Okay. Let's see. So I tried to think about what we were told by the gardener. What's the page where I can find what he said?
This is page... Why does it not give me a page number easily? Page 30, top of 30, session 9.
Okay. Okay, I'll try to confer with the doctor. Listen, they're trying to go over what the gardener told us. I'm trying to start doing some brainstorming here with the doctor.
What other kind of bats are there? Why would you even use willow for a cricket bat?
And it's we asked. I remember he told us about to keep the metal sharp and the willow not for cricket bats and something about chains and. You remember, Chance? We asked that person what metal was. And he said it was like yourself, your spirit, your Yeah, your being. And the doctor, the Egyptian doctor, he over here. I mean, you're in a taxi, right? He hears you talking about this.
Okay.
Matao, well, yes. Well, that is what we refer to it currently as. That's how we use it, but that's not really what it means.
So, what does it mean?
The metal was a weapon used in ancient Egypt, like a kind of spear.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That's it.
I will whisper to their ears.
Look for a spear! Look for a spear!
And keep it sharp!
And then the doctor tells the taxi driver to do the mentalist.
Peep, you have your knife on you?
Yeah.
Wait, let's try it.
The two of you don't hear a voice, but as you're looking at the willow trees, you know, and looking at kind of the droopy branches, the idea of a spear, you know, kind of pops into your head.
It had been there, so that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, make us a couple of good willow spears.
Sure, let me just whip those up.
Sure, I'll break off a big branch and you can whittle it.
And Peebs, you find that's actually very easy to do. You know, willow is a very soft wood. It's very easy to, you know, you break off a nice kind of long skinny branch and. You know, with just a few strokes, it's very easy to make a sharp point on it.
Do you think we have to run at it, or do you think we can get it to run at us?
I think it'll probably. It seemed like it would just attack us if we got up and tried to go past it. So
should we just charge it and try to stab it?
Yeah, why not?
Let's get it from the one corner, and I'll come at it from the other corner, and we'll see what happens.
I think that's as bad a plan as we can come up with there, Farnsey.
I think you're right. I don't think it's a good one, but I think it's as good a one as we can come up with.
if it all goes bad, hopefully we wake up. If we don't, then
it's been nice
pleasure serving with you.
What about the chain? The chain. Who cares? So, yeah.
Alright.
So you guys are making two of your willow spears? Is that the...
Yeah.
Yeah, one for each of us.
Okay.
I wonder if we can throw them. That might be safer.
Oh, that might be smarter.
Do you think it's allergic to willow? That seems so weird. Let's try throwing one.
Does anything in this place make sense, Farnsey? Their lake is on fire.
Okay, here, Peebs, you stand behind me, and I'll set the spear in case it comes running at us. But see if you can throw the spear and hit it, and I'll be ready if it runs at us.
Okay.
I saw that in a story once.
Make a throw roll.
No. Okay.
25 is base.
That's a 61. Do I want to burn luck on this? Not really.
We can't.
Oh, that's right. Combat.
Oh, no, we are. We are playing. It's a weapon attack, though. We can't do it for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Fail.
The spear goes wide.
Does it react in any way?
Spot hidden rolls.
That is a pass.
Yes.
Yeah, pass for me as well.
Yep. You can see it kind of shrink away from the willow as it, you know, zooms over its head. It definitely makes a move, like it's like, nope, not, I don't want any part of that.
Ooh.
All right, well, let me try that one that you have then, Farnsey.
Uh oh. okay.
Or why don't you try, actually?
I'll try. Do you want to get another willow branch down, just in case?
Break off another one. I'll start making more spears. Okay.
Nope, I throw very similarly to Peeps.
Yep, same thing happens.
All right,
this wood's so wibbly wobbly.
It looks
exactly.
It does look angry though that you're throwing willow at it. It does not look happy.
So let's. I like
whatever.
This. Maybe if we
it's
just
not like it was all. It's not like it was all kitten smiles and rainbows when we came up to it first time.
Maybe it'll just get out of the way. Let's just get ourselves some willow and see if it backs off from us.
Okay, we can do that.
I like it. So we'll make a couple more spears.
Okay.
And then march bravely towards it, side by side.
Okay.
Like a phalanx, except there's only two of us.
Right.
Sure. As you do that, as you're marching towards it, presumably towards the temple, it does start backing off away from you.
Uh-huh.
Keeping itself between you and the temple, and every once in a while kind of spitting and, you know, fainting and trying to bite at you, but it very clearly does not want to get near those willow spears of yours.
Let's keep pushing it. Maybe we can push it all the way to the temple.
Yeah.
You manage to get it pretty close to the temple, right? Like, so its tail is, like, almost on the steps.
Mm.
And then it rears up.
Charge!
Here it comes.
Okay.
And what's your guys' dex again?
Oh, no.
12?
Sorry, Peebs is 15, Farnsworth is 12?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, Peebs, you can have a go. It's not backing off any further. It's about to attack.
I'm gonna run up and stab it.
Okay.
So I don't know what skill I would use for that.
I don't know. Just make a roll. Make it a dex roll.
I got a 33 and my dex is a 15, so definitely by half.
Okay.
By twice? Oh, yeah, half of five, right.
The creature rears back in pain, in a lot of pain, as the your spear is actually kind of sucked into its body.
Good.
And you can see it kind of burning its way in, and it is not happy. Farnsworth, you can have a go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. 04.
Yep.
Nice!
You managed to jam your spear into it as well. You both kind of see, you know, as now Farnsworth's spear is stuck into the creature and is absorbed into its body, you can see kind of a tracing of willow, kind of a wooden color, start to appear on the outside of its body.
Hmm.
And a fair portion of its body is covered.
And that has trouble moving, kind of thing?
It is definitely slowed down.
Run around it into the temple! Go!
It still manages to snap at Farnsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And Mr. Farnsworth, with its big old head...
Mm-hmm.
You may choose to make a dodge roll if you wish. I will allow you that.
Dodging is good. I like to dodge. That is successfully dodged.
You jump out of the way just as it chomps down, and that kind of chomp looked like it was gonna, you know, tear you in half.
I bet. So does it seem like it slowed down enough that we can just run? Sprint and go.
Well, at this point, you've driven it all the way back to the entrance of the temple, so there's pretty much no way to get around it.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought okay. And it's still alive.
Yep.
Well, I guess we can run back to the woods and get more Willow.
Yeah, run as fast as we can, which is faster than it now.
Yep.
So
I hope so, yeah. Yep.
All right, well, let's go back and make a good amount. And just
so at this point, I feel like we're going to stand and throw spears at it until
we can hit it. let's make 30.
I mean, we're soldiers. We can do this.
Yeah. We'll both work on it, and we'll make a bunch of spears. And then...
And just throw them from a distance.
Yeah, yep. Throw them from a distance.
Okay. That will work. That eventually will work. And in fact, it takes you guys a while, because neither of you are really good at spear throwing.
But we check spear throwing, and next time we're going to roll it.
Hey, it's an odds game.
But as the fifth spear penetrates the body and gets sucked in, you can see that the worm thing is kind of now completely encased in this weave of what looks like willow bark. And it thrashes around and it roars, and it's sucked into the ground.
Cool. So I don't know what these are for, but I'm gonna pick up a couple chains and take them in with us.
Yeah. Good idea. I'll pick one up.
Okay. As you enter the temple. It looks exactly like the Temple of Hathor you were in before.
Cool.
And it's completely dark inside, except for way well towards the back, where the sanctuary would be. There's just a dim glow of light coming.
I guess that's where we're headed there.
Yep, let's head towards it.
You do.
Maybe we'll find Dr. Skelvig in there. That would be funny.
You reach the sanctuary, and yes, this is where the light is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the sanctuary, which is again, stone room, kind of in the center of this temple, held up. By columns along the walls and so forth. In each corner of the room is a large statue of what looks like an Egyptian, your kind of typical Egyptian statue with the big headdress and so forth. And each statue is holding something in its hands, and it's kind of holding it out in front of it.
Okay.
Go look at the offerings.
One of them looks like a snake, kind of just in a ring, like a snake that's just coiled itself into a ring.
Mm-hmm.
One of them looks like the horns of a bull with a disc between the horns.
Okay.
One of them looks like a disc with two great big wings sticking out from each side.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a disc with just some straight bits coming out, the kind of flaring out from the bottom. And at the end of each of these kind of ray-looking things, they fork off.
Like a snake tongue or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. So, Peeves, I feel like nobody ever told us what we were looking for, but we were supposed to find something, right? And find it before the Germans did?
Yeah. I don't know. These four things, it makes me think that they all work together. I don't know. For some reason, I just had that gut feeling. They're all round things.
They're all round. Yep.
One's coming out the bottom, one's coming out the center, one's coming out the top.
Yep.
And then one's on the inside.
snake thing?
Each of the the central disc on each of these things is what's all four of them are what's glowing. This is where the light's coming from. As you get close and you look at it, you can see that each of the discs is the same kind of crystal and metal and weird metal that you saw you saw on the thing that Peebs found back in Rome.
Oh.
Well.
Do we try and take them?
Do you want to? Yeah, we should take them and maybe. Oh boy.
Oh, which maybe one first? Is this light the sun?
Could be the
that's
sun.
That's in these discs.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
Yeah, you're right. On the which one to take first?
On the count of three. That way, maybe we can get two of them at least. The forked rays and the, I don't know, the snake
and the forked rays, or maybe and the wings.
The wings,
because
okay.
Since it goes in the sky.
We don't know anything, Peeves.
I don't know. I'm just I'm shooting in the dark here, Farnsy.
I'm with you. Well, all right. You grab the forked rays. I'll grab the wings on the count of three.
All right. Oh, wait, on three or after three?
After three.
Okay. All right.
Kay.
One.
Two.
Three.
Boom.
Okay, so Peebs, you were grabbing the forked things.
Forked rays.
And Mr. Farnsworth, you were grabbing the one with the wings. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so Peebs, you grab yours. And you can feel a little bit of a tingle as you do so in your hands. Okay. Just like it's a little, it's not a static shock, but it's just a little tingly.
Okay.
You turn around, you turn around because your dex is a little higher, so you're a little faster. You see Farnsworth reach out, and Mr. Farnsworth, you reach out and grab the disc with the wings, and Mr. Farnsworth, you just see a bright flash of light. And Peebs, you see that as soon as Farnsworth touches it, his entire body is just engulfed in this flash, and there's just, and then poof, the light disappears, and there's just a little pile of dust where Mr. Farnsworth stood.
No! Farnsworth!
Spot hidden roll, Peebs.
Oh my god. 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 Fail.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And then a moment later, Peebs, everything goes black.
Oh my god. What the hell?
Agent Chance. Mr. Farnsworth wakes up with a yell.
Ah! It's okay, Farnsworth. We're here. We're here. We're going to the hospital.
Where are we?
The guy broke that doctor.
Where's Peebs? Right here.
He hasn't wake up though.
And then just as you say that, Peebs' eyes kind of flutter open peacefully.
Peebs!
Farnsy!
I give him a big hug.
And suddenly, Peebs is holding a disc with a number of ray things coming out the bottom of it that end in little forked tongue looking things.
Ha! You see that, Chansey?
I take my coat and throw it over it. Oh, so glad that you're back, Peeps. Look, the doctor was going to try to bring you back, and he's been trying to do it for quite a while.
Farnsy and Peeps.
You're alive. You just disappeared there.
No.
Damn dirty krauts.
I mean that
zero.
Doctor.
The doctor and the cab driver look incredibly confused.
We don't need your doctor anymore. Thank you for all your help. They're back. They're back and they're fine.
How long have we been? What happened?
You drank too much, and apparently the heat.
No,
the heat did the trick.
That's where you're wrong. I need a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, a little hair of the dog. Driver, take us to the hotel.
Yeah, we can stop by and, you know, drop the doctor and then go to the hotel, driver.
Jim, are you muted?
And I pull out the $20 bill.
Yes, I take you. Very, very nice hotel. My cousin's hotel. I took you there before. There. Do you remember?
This very nice hotel.
Let's go there now.
So he does. So, you know, he kind of dispense with the very confused doctor who has no clue what's going on. Then the taxi driver returns you to the not-so-lovely hotel.
Okay.
Doctor, before you go, I wanted to ask you about your association with that man, the German guy.
What? What German?
Have you worked for him in the past?
I do not. That's not important.
And he kind of bundles away very quickly as you bring him up.
suspicious, Chansey.
He was with that guy. He followed us all the way to the cave.
What guy?
The one that tried to kidnap the doctor.
What's his name? Oh, are you talking about Fuchs?
Fuchs, yes.
I wonder if we should leave town here quickly or slowly.
I don't know. Why was he there, though?
Well, I don't know.
Well, it was like perfect time. You two went out, and he appeared with the doctor.
Maybe he was looking for this. I wonder if we got the right one. There were four things there, and we only got one of them.
But Farnsey, when you touched yours, I grabbed mine and looked aside, and you basically got blasted into a hot white ash by ray of light. So I don't know, maybe that's what happened to me too, but I came out with my disc.
Farnsworth, you remember, you know, just the before light. You woke up, you remember a light and a searing pain.
I remember the light, but maybe, so I wonder if it was because it was the second one or if it was because it was the wrong one, or I mean. Huh.
Doesn't matter, Farnsey. We're a team. You and me, two. Dan,
you know,
Harry, Krauts, zero.
We got something. But we don't even know what to do with it.
Well, I say return it to Section D. I mean, this is the next piece of that puzzle. I think this is what they sent us here to get.
Hey, Chance, do you think we can get an airplane out of here?
And maybe some R&R?
To anywhere?
Do I? Jim?
Yeah.
There's an airport here.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the airport. We'll try to secure some.
Let's go anywhere. You said the Germans on us, and this place was too. It was. I don't even. We had this dream, maybe? I don't know. We were.
I told you we're going to face weird things. You didn't believe me, right? No.
That's
true. Yeah, Chansey, but this is...
This was beyond weird. I mean, this was...
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. But I know about the Germans, and he's going to follow us, so we should get out of here.
Well, we need to secure whatever Pips got out of that cave first.
Yeah, let's go find somewhere else.
Sure.
Get it back to Section D. Yeah.
Well, duty free. No, officer's lounge.
Where?
They should have one at the... they'll have a bar at the airport.
They have a bar.
So, we go to the airport, Jim, basically. Looking for a way out of here.
So did you ever check into the hotel, or were you having this entire conversation in the lobby, or what was...
I feel like we were in the lobby, yeah, just on the stairs
No. We had the bags half undone from the taxi, and the guy was about to drop us off, and then we had this conversation and put the bags back on the taxi and said, no, we're not going to the hotel. Take us to the airport.
Okay, he does so. He drives you towards the airport. Spot hidden rolls.
All right. Nope.
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 Okay. You reach the airport, and he pulls up in front. It's a little tiny airport.
Okay.
This isn't... This is barely just a shack and a run, little more than a shack and a runway. And someone comes out and says, "Yes, may I help you?"
"Yes, where can we fly to, please?"
"Cairo? Where else would we fly to?"
"Can we go now?" "There's four of us."
He looks around, he kind of very pointedly looks over his shoulder. No, the plane will not be back. The evening flight will arrive from Cairo at 6 p.m. or at 7 p.m. And mm-hmm. then it will depart for Cairo at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Can we maybe, Chansey? You wanna?
We need to, we're in a hurry, and we need to leave as soon as possible. Is there a way, for us to rent a plane somehow?
He very pointedly kind of raises his eyebrows and then looks around again at the barren airfield behind him. I'm very sorry, sir. There is no plane available until...
But there will be.
I think what he's trying to say is maybe when the plane comes back, we could just do a quick turnaround red eye for the right price.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
he kind of chuckles. You would have to speak with the airline representatives. If you would like to come in, you can call them. That will be fine.
No, we'll wait.
I do not expect that they will accede to this. At the very least, it will be very expensive, and you would have to convince the pilots to fly extra, because then they will have to turn around and come back here again for tomorrow morning's flight. It's not an easy thing that you ask, but if you want to ask them, you go right ahead.
Yeah, we should do that. I need to get out of here.
They'll take care of it, right, Chancey?
Yeah, we let's go to a place until the plane arrives. We need to.
He leads you into the into kind of what passes for a terminal here. And just as you're about to walk in the doors, you see a car pull up behind your taxi.
Mm-hmm. Guns out, funds out.
You can see that there's four people in the car, right? Two in front, two in back.
Mm-hmm.
And the person in the passenger seat is Mr. Fuchs.
Of course.
Like I said, guns out, funds out.
The doors of the car open, and all four gentlemen get out.
Look at Chan.
It will be good for you to stay where you are, sir.
Agent Chance, Dr. Skelvig. How remarkable that we keep running into each other. It is a small country, I suppose. He kind of chuckles.
Can I shoot him, Chance?
Did you...
Chance, come on.
Did, Did you have a good visit to the ruins?
Chance.
You should just go back, sir.
We gotta get him.
Can I shoot him?
Gotta get him.
Are the other three armed, Jim?
Not that we can see? Not that you can see.
No. Okay. Let's keep going to, you know, so we can have some cover, guys. We don't know what kind of guns they have.
God damn it.
Let's just keep going.
We're like fish in the barrel here. Fish in the barrel.
Was he taking us to kind of a small office where we could make the phone call?
He was taking you into what passes for the terminal, which is a small wooden building. Maybe 10 meters by 5 meters. And you can kind of see inside, basically the entire building is just, you know, an open space. There's kind of a counter along one side, and that's about
counters are good.
And some chairs.
But at least he will give some cover, right?
Sure.
There is
get behind the counter.
Right. So let's just keep going, guys, and let's wait for them under cover and
You have friends?
This is your call.
You might want to leave, sir.
Folks!
You don't want to use the phone anymore?
You might want to leave, sir.
Yeah, he can kind of see the threateningness in the group that's coming in behind you, and kind of your rather scary demeanor, and he kind of looks around and bolts out the back door.
Awesome.
And from outside,
yeah.
I believe you have something that I would like to obtain.
I believe you are right, Mr. Fuchs.
I would be
Can
willing.
I see him?
I would be willing, bastard. I would be willing to purchase it from you.
I'm about to sell it to you. Keep on coming, and I'll sell it to you.
We can do certainly an exchange, sir. And I kind of take out my pistol and load it, remove the...
And what would you propose, out. Agent Chance, having trapped yourselves in this small wooden building?
I'm going to go out the back door.
Okay.
And try to sneak around a little bit.
We should just kill him and get that car and get out of here.
Would you make a luck roll, Mr. Farnsworth?
Mm-hmm. 38 is a pass.
As you come out the door, you can see one of the thugs from the car kind of coming around the corner.
Shoot him.
Go right ahead. Make a shooting roll.
Are we point blanky or not yet?
No.
Okay. Ooh, that's another one of them beauties there. 04.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Rock me up some damage.
All right. So is that two dice worth, or what's the?
It's one full die and one roll.
And then the other roll the die. Okay. So that's 16.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 16. Yep.
Just a moment. I think he's here. What's your dex, Mr. Agent Chance?
Chance.
Oh, sorry. It's 13, which is 65.
Okay.
So that would be 14, not 16.
Okay. Mr. Farnsworth, you catch him square in the middle of the head. The others, you know, hear a gunshot out back.
Can I pop one of them?
I gave you a chance, Mr. I gave you a chance. Agent Chance. This is the way you wish to do this, yes?
I'm going to shoot one of them. Yeah, I'm going to shoot him.
Through a window, or... So you guys are inside the building, they're outside, right?
Yeah. Through window, I'm gonna, you know, whoever goes first, this is it. So yeah, we're gonna start shooting.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And yell to Skelvik to duck.
She does. She dives. You know, she dives onto the floor. As you look out the window to the front. You can see that Fuchs is by himself, and he's kind of just crouched down on the far side of his car.
Oh, that's all we can see through the window?
Yep. You don't see the other two.
Oh, I thought they were all kind of in a group at the door.
Nope. Well, they were.
Well.
They're not now.
Let's take the car. Let's run towards the car. Just... you go and doctor, and we'll cover as we run. You know, the other guy should be here.
Somehow I don't think that's going to fly a chance. You're...
Where are you?
Right, how about I boot the door, and you run out, you shoot right, I'll shoot left.
Okay. Do we see the others? I'm gonna take, you know.
So Chance and Peebs looking out the front. The only thing you see is Fuchs crouched down behind his car. Mr. Farnsworth, so you stepped outside,
mm-hmm.
right, and shot one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A gunshot rings out from behind you.
Okay.
And where is it? There it is. And hits you.
That's not nice.
It actually just wings you for 1 point of damage.
Ah!
You turn around and you see one of the thugs, you know, crouched around the other corner, right? Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of leaning out, and he took a shot at you. So to Dex order, Peebs.
They're armed.
Okay, I kick the door open, or rather, I guess that's probably not going to be the smartest plan. I'm going to open the door and fling it open.
Okay.
And with my gun pointing, so I'm going to like kind of like grab the handle with my left hand.
Yep.
With my gun pointing out, approximating where Fuchs is from where I saw out the window.
Okay.
I'll fling the door open and start running towards him.
Okay, so that'll be your action. Okay. He raises a gun over the top of the car.
You crap bastard!
And gets you for 9 points of damage.
Oh, wow. 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 Wow.
Guns are dangerous.
Well, I'm at 4.
Is that a con roll?
Luckily, it is a con roll. I will be making that. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, I fail my con roll.
Your turn. Okay, it's your go, Chance. You hear a gunshot ring out, and you see Peebs collapse just outside the door.
Okay. The doctor has a disc, I assume, right? Because we were going to engage them into a fight.
We can presume that you gave it to her, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So what I will do is, as I peek through the door and I see Peebs going down, I'll turn to, to cover Farnsworth, because I heard two gunshots on the back. And what are they, Farnsworth?
He's right there. right out back.
FYI,
I'm gonna have to shoot him, obviously.
FYI, Fuchs is like basically in perfect shooting range for your head poking out of the door.
What? Yeah,
he just shot you. I closed the door and I went back to the back. went towards Farnsworth.
Okay,
yeah. He's a good shooter, so I'm not gonna risk it until the other three are out. So I'm gonna go and support Farnsworth, okay. Who is still useful.
Yep. So Farnsworth, you said you were taking a shot at the thug who's around the corner?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. He is around the, you know, that'll be a penalty.
Yeah, I'm going to run towards him where I saw him and shoot him.
Okay, that'll be a penalty.
I can do that. Okay. Do I get a bonus die then for being in point blank range when I get there? You're muted again, as you tell me no.
You can have point blank round. You can have point blank next turn, but not this.
Okay.
One.
All right. That means he has point blank too. Shit, that's really deadly. So what if I run the other way? I should run the other way. I run the other way. That's way smarter.
Okay, you run the other way?
Yeah, and I will go to the side of the building. So I run, step over the dead guy and run around to the side of the building. Do I see anybody?
Well, hang on.
Yep.
A shot rings out behind you just as you reach the corner. And this one catches you pretty good for 4 points of damage.
Ouch. Okay.
As you...
Yeah. You know, fast enough.
Yep, as you just round the corner over the dead guy.
But you were saying, though, that I couldn't see him as, right, that he hid back behind the wall, right? I couldn't actually see him? I would not have just had I wouldn't have had a clear shot at him. But anyway, he hits me. I scream. You're muted.
Yeah. Okay, so Peebs is down.
Right.
Fuchs is calling. You hear him call out something in German. Chance.
There's another guy that was shooting at Farnsworth, and that's the guy that I'm going to shoot as soon as I get to the door.
Okay. So you pop out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Make a luck roll as to which way you look.
06.
Yep. You happen to pick the right direction, and you see, a bullet just kind of wings by your head, and you hear Farnsworth from the other side cry out in pain. You can see one of the thugs is kind of peeking around the corner with his gun. So, you two have a penalty die to shoot him.
Oh, that's bad.
Mm. It's better than getting hit.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything to shoot at.
Not as bad as Peeps bad, but he's bad.
That's not yet. That's next.
Alright, so let's see. Oh! That's double zero and a 10 and a 1. So that's going to be 11.
Oh.
It's crit.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was 100 there for a moment.
No.
Yeah.
Or 0-1 or 11.
Roll some damage.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so the damage actually is 1d10 plus 2. 10 points.
And that's an impale, so that's another 10 on top of that. So yeah, his head just explodes.
I got him! There's just one left, right?
Farnsworth, you round the corner and almost run into... in fact, you're going to have to make a dex roll to keep from knocking each other down.
Can I instead knock him down?
If you want to, just kind of intentionally try to barrel into him. Make a...
Can I punch him as I just run into him and just try to... Yeah. That's a 22. That is a hard success.
Okay. He is far too surprised to try to dodge that, so go ahead and roll some damage.
All right, let's see. D3 plus a D4. That is 5 points.
Nicely done. Okay, so Peebs is still down. Fuchs is calling out in German. Chance. You see Farnsworth disappear around the corner. And you hear kind of a somebody cry out in pain, and Farnsworth probably yelling, "Dirty Kraut! Punch!" What would you like to do, sir?
I was muted, and I run towards Farnsworth.
Okay.
And
it'll be next round by the time you get around the corner.
Okay, I was asking, do you understand what the German guy is saying, Fuchs?
Do you speak German?
I do, but very basic. Let me do a roll.
Yep, you're gonna have to roll for it since he's yelling and there's all sorts of excitement.
Okay. And that is 20. And that is a pass.
Yes, he's calling out names and asking what's happening. And, you know, clearly from the words that you're able to pick up, you know, his intention was apparently that they try to surround the building. And he sounds confused as to why he's not getting answers now.
Mm-hmm.
Farnsworth, your go. You just punched a German dude.
All right, can I shoot him?
You can try
to. Or do I have to punch him again?
You can try. Give me a. If you can make a dex roll, you can bring your gun up to shoot him.
All right. Oops. 52 is by. Yeah, it's by 5.
Okay. Yep. You can bring your gun up to shoot him.
All right. But I can't quite hit him.
Okay.
Another shot rings out.
And he fumbles with his gun a little bit, but is able to bring it to bear as well. And I think that is a yep. That is a yep.
Hmm.
And you may have all of 10 points of damage.
All right, that's the end of Farnsworth. But luckily you're right there. You're right there, Chance.
I know.
Take him out, man.
I get the plus dice, I guess, because he is distracted with Farnsworth, right?
As you come around the corner, yes, you may have a bonus die to shoot. As you see Farnsworth, you know, a large unpleasant looking hole appears in his back.
Okay. No. 91 or 81? You pick, Farnsworth.
That's like my rolls.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe he'll screw up on the next shot.
The thug levels his gun at you, Chance. And as he pulls the trigger, you just hear a click.
Oh, yeah.
Did we just lose someone? Man, we lost Chance.
Oh, bummer.
Huh.
No!
Oh, he's typing.
Yep, maybe.
Maybe.
Now Edwin is typing. Now both Randall and Edward are typing. He didn't just miss. His gun jammed.
Right, yeah. Sorry.
Let's see if we can get Randall back for the last moment of...
Okay.
Oh, there
you
go.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
So he missed a shot.
Well, he didn't
so
just,
I roll
he
again?
He didn't just miss. You heard his gun click on a dud.
Nice. I'm going to shooting on the face. do I still get the bonus die or not anymore?
Nope. Actually, yes, you can have another bonus die because he is trying to clear his gun. He's focused on that at the moment.
Oh, 14.
There
you go down with 6 points of damage.
He stumbles back. That looks like a bad wound, and he falls to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Can I kick the pistol away? His pistol away?
Yep, you certainly can.
Okay, I will do that. And shooting again, whenever I have a chance.
Yep, don't even need to roll for it. You can just execute the man laying on the ground in front of you.
Good. So I'm going to grab one of the... I'm going to look for, you know, I'm going to attend Farnsworth.
He's pretty clearly dead. He's got a large hole in him. You hear it. You hear an engine start up in front of the building, and a car drive away.
I get to the corner and I start shooting towards the car.
Okay, you shoot at the car as it drives away to no effect. You see Peeps. Oh. You see Peeps laying out front there. However,
yes,
I run towards Peeps, breathing raggedly.
I run towards Peeps, and I try to apply. Hold on, I don't seem to have any. Verse 8. Doctor! The doctor! Peeps is out! Come here! Help me out!
She starts running towards you as we fade to black, and I think that's a good place to end it for today.
Oh, nice! Ooh, super good! Oh, Farnsy, no!
just counted on that plot armor a little too much. I mean... You know, we have to be alive in only another 5 years or something.
For the next adventure?
Exactly.
No, it will be nice for Chance to receive another Farnsworth. You know, he's causing...
that's the other Farnsworth brother who shows up in Norway.
Exactly.
I'm Farnsworth, too.
He must have a different... A different rodent that has nickname.
It's so, like the Ryan. It's a whole family at war.
Oh, man.
The mongoose.
So fortunately, Edwin, Section D has plenty more agents available to sacrifice or send on this mission.
Excellent.
You can let me, if you want to make your own, that's cool. If you want me to shoot you what the NPC options are, just let me know. You don't have to decide now. We have 2 weeks.
Sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
Same thing for you, Peebs. If you want to send Peebs to, you think he's bad
recovery.
Enough. Recovery. Yeah, we should just ship him back to England to recover. We can get you someone else too.
Yeah, I'll take an NPC list.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense to send you back to headquarters with that piece.
Give me some flavor though. I gotta see who's interesting. Okay. Because I mean, Peeps was an interesting character. I was pretty happy with him as a pre-gen. That this has been pretty awesome.
No, I feel similarly that Farnsworth was fun enough. If you want to send the flavor list, and if somebody strikes me, that'd be fun, and otherwise I'll make something up.
Okay, I'll send those out, and we'll figure out what we want to do and pick it up in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Damn, all right. Chance surviving through everything.
He was the log roll.
I think it's the...
Right.
Yeah. We'll give it to the luck.
Very
awesome.
Nice.
That's fun. Sweet. Super fun, Jim.
You guys take care. Have a good week.
You too.
Yeah, great. You too.
You too.
I'll talk to
you someday, guys. Cheers.
Take care, guys.
All right, later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.